This is the Andrew Walsh Podcast. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day to listen. I really appreciate it. I'm praying you can take away something from this episode that brings value to your life. Make sure to subscribe to my podcast to stay up to date with the latest episodes. And please share with a friend if you feel you're getting something out of these episodes. You can also follow me on Instagram at @A_Walsh. Let's fire it off.
All right, let's go. Welcome to the Andrew Walsh Podcast. Today, I am going to be talking about time blocking. And by the end of this podcast episode, I'm going to show you step by step on your calendar how to time block. It's going to be application based. For those of you who are new to the Andrew Walsh Podcast, welcome. Thanks for joining. I'm going to try and bring as much value as I can. And for those of you who have followed and listened in the past, I always start with a prayer. So let me get a prayer in for us before we start. Father God, I just want to say thank you for the gift of life today. Thank you for the people who are listening to this podcast episode today. Lord, they are not here by mistake. They are listening because, God, I believe you have something big planned for them. I believe you're a good God who believes and wants good things for his children. And I believe, God, through this podcast episode, you're going to have at least 1 to 2 to 3 takeaways for this person who's listening today that brings value, that helps improve their life, God. So I pray over all the listeners of the Andrew Walsh Podcast that you bless them with days of peace, days of joy, days of laughter. And God, I pray you speak through me right now. Holy Spirit, intercede on my behalf what I say and how I say it to best deliver this message on time blocking today. We ask this all in the name of the Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. All right. Let's talk about time blocking. I got introduced to this 5 years ago, and I want to tell you guys a story. And this was when I had just transitioned from fitness into real estate. So I was a noob, super newbie, only 3 months into the business. And they have these things called like a broker open. So think of an open house, but it's during the week. So this is a chance for real estate agents to showcase listings and have other realtors and other people in the industry come check it out before it's almost open to the public, right? So I'm working for an escrow company. I'm a sales rep. And in my first 3 months, every time I had gone to these open houses, the big agent who is supposed to be holding them open, it was like a team member holding it. So I never actually got to see the big time agent. I just kind of assumed that's how all these broker opens were. So I pull up, super nice house down in San Clemente. I'm like, wow, I'm in my little 2006 Scion XA, you know, I'm like a little hesitant to even park on the block because, you know, I had a little bit of imposter syndrome back then. But I get there, I'm the first one to the broker preview, and I'm walking into the house expecting to not see the main agent, you know, this big agent. They've closed so many deals. And lo and behold, I turn the corner and the agent sees me, and it is the big time agent, and I panic. I am like, oh my gosh, what do I say? So I just go up, shook his hand, and just said, you know, I'm looking at him, and he's looking at me like, dude, what are you going to say? I probably look like such a noob. And the first thing that came to my head was, hey, you are a very successful real estate agent. I know you're incredibly busy. I'm new to the business. I want to succeed. What is one piece of advice you would give me as a newer person in real estate? And he literally looks at me and he goes, time blocking. I got to take this call. And he goes outside. So I'm like, time blocking. Didn't give me much more. Didn't give me anything else. So I'm like, okay, this guy's incredibly successful. He's managing all these different listings right now. Even if he's listening, he might be laughing when he hears this right now. But I go to my car and I write down time blocking. So when I get done with my work that day, I go online and I Google, what is time blocking? And I start digging into what this means. And the first kind of article that I read was from Brendan Burchard. He's kind of a younger generation's Tony Robbins. He's really big on mindset and routines and schedules, like that Ed Milet style. And he has this whole breakdown of what time blocking is. And now it's a part of my reticular activating system. It's in my brain. Now I start hearing time blocking everywhere. I'm listening to a Tony Robbins video, and he says, I know how successful somebody will be. The minute I meet them or they're a new coaching client, I say, pull up your calendar. And I want to see, are they blocking out everything that they need to have do, or is their calendar empty? And especially in a unique career such as mine, I'm in real estate, you might be in sales, you might have a 9-to-5. I think you can time block no matter what your role is. I think this is something that a lot of us look for, is balance, right? Oh, I want balance. I want work-life balance. I want to, you know, have it all, right? And I believe this really starts with your calendar, because if you don't control your schedule controls you. I'm going to say that again. If you don't control your schedule controls you. If you are not proactively time blocking, then your day is going to get away from you. You might be sitting here and the bell just went off. Oh my gosh, this is me. Sometimes I know I need to do certain things, but then next thing I know, it's 3 o'clock and I haven't gotten to those things yet. And every day I'm just kind of at the begging mercy of everybody else who's messaging me, calling me, hey, I need to be here. I need you to do this. And you're not getting the stuff you need to get done. Well, I'll sit here with my hand up to the Lord Jesus. Hey, Jesus has so gratefully blessed me with that knowledge at my first 3 months into real estate about time blocking. Forever changed my life. And I want to share with you guys exactly how to do it. So essentially what you want to do first is look at your calendar about a week ahead. So for most people, you might have nothing on your calendar. You might have a lot on your calendar. So if you have a lot on your calendar already, I would go 2 weeks ahead. But if you're new to this, I would go to next Monday. Go to your calendar, whatever app you use, I would pause the video right now, go open up your Apple calendar or your Google calendar. And the first thing you're going to do is I want you to imagine your perfect day. So just take 20 to 30 seconds here and imagine your perfect day. What time did you wake up? When did you work out? You know, what was your morning routine like? What was your day at work like? What was your time with your wife or your spouse or your girlfriend or your fiance? What was that like after work? Like, I want you to picture a full day. And now what we're going to do is we're going to time block that so that every single day you can try and nail that dream day. So what I would do Monday, what time do you wake up? Like, what is on your perfect day that so you could get everything done? What time would you want to wake up? Let's say it's 6 o'clock. So you just go on your calendar and Monday morning, you would choose and create a new calendar event from 6 a.m., let's say to 7 a.m. And you'll just title that morning routine. You can go down to where it says repeat and have a custom repeat. So this just repeats Monday through Friday, maybe your 5 days during the week. And now you wake up every morning from 6 a.m. to 7. You block that in and hit repeat. So it's going to repeat every week on your calendar. You know that's your wake up time. After 6 to 7, when you wake up, maybe for you, you're going to eat some breakfast and go to the gym. So then for you, you'll put, you know, 7 to 7:30 is going to be breakfast and getting ready. And then from your drive time, let's say it's 15 minutes, then you'll go in and put in at 7:45. I'm at the gym and I'm going to work out for an hour, right? So 7:45 plus an hour is going to be 8:45, maybe add in a commute. So by 9 a.m., you finish your workout and you're back home. And what you do is you just have this repeat on your days. And then what you want to do is, what time do you take lunch? And a lot of times maybe you work or you have another job, or you have school, or you have class, you need to also plug in your mandatory to-do items. Like, hey, I have a class every Tuesday and Thursday, 3 to 4. So put that in on your calendar as well, right? So you start building out your day. What I've learned is going through time blocking with so many people is everyone has kind of what I call is a tipping point. A tipping point essentially is, Andrew, after 11 a.m., I got the kids, people are calling me, my day gets really, really crazy after 11 a.m. So if you know that, you're going to reverse engineer your time block from 11 a.m. to when you wake up, let's say 6 a.m. So you're going to schedule all the most important things that you need to get done. Hey, from 8 to 9, I'm going to be prospecting and catching up on emails. From 9 a.m. to 10, I'm going to be creating social media content, sending messages to clients and to prospects. And then from 10 to 11, I'm going to be making calls and, you know, something else that you're going to be doing, right? So what effectively you're going to be doing is by creating this time blocking schedule and having it repeat every week, you're now sticking on your schedule. When you wake up, you're not just aimlessly going through the day. You know, hey, I'm awake. I need to do my routine. After my routine, I'm getting ready. I'm eating breakfast and I'm hitting the gym and I'm there. And then all of a sudden you start to notice because memory has location or time and memory are going to start to sync up. Every Monday, you're like, hey, I'm done with the gym. Right around 9 o'clock, I'm home, and your body likes to get into a routine and into a schedule. And now you're going to start to see new results because you're getting all these little things done in chunks. If you're trying to just wait till you get time, you probably won't get it. But if I'm like, hey, I want to film a podcast every Monday, every 2 weeks, and I just block out that 3 to 4 to film a podcast every 2 weeks, I'm going to do it. And same thing for you. If you want to be making all these calls and say, I want to make 50 calls a week, don't try and make 50 calls in one day or when you have time. Schedule it. I'm going to make 10 calls Monday through Friday from 4 to 5 p.m. And now you're just taking these little bite-sized chunks. So I have seen tremendous value come from time blocking because now you're going to be running your day. And even for me, I'll share a little bit about my own time blocking. I love to have all my meetings from 2 o'clock to 5 o'clock in the afternoon, right? So when people say, hey, when are you free? I can give them dates on my schedule. Hey, I'm free Thursday, anytime 2 to 5, or I'm free Friday, 2 to 3 o'clock in that window, right? Most of the time people are going to be able to fit into your schedule. And there will be very rare times where you need to make an adjustment. And I call this, if you're especially in sales, like if you have an A client, A prospect, you know, it's a unicorn and they can't meet at your time blocking slot, that's one of the times you can actually be flexible on your time blocking. Same thing, you know, because all of us, you know, we have different things come up in our life as well. So this builds in a little wiggle room because, hey, you never know. You could crush your time block Monday and Tuesday, but Wednesday, you know, you get a flat tire, you got to go to the tire shop and it throws off your time block. Don't let that frustrate you or be like, oh my gosh, I should be doing this or this. Well, hey, that's why you have the time block because you know you'll get right back on it on Thursday and on Friday. So this actually allows you to be a little bit less stressed with how, like when random things kind of throw off your day. And the last thing I would say, do not just schedule your work stuff on your calendar, right? So I was talking about doing your morning routine, your gym time. Like I schedule when I'm going to do my praise walk, when I'm going to do my midday Bible and quiet time with God. And I know when it's 1 o'clock, my body's like needing the Bible, needing to just get 5 minutes alone because that's when I take my alone quiet time and read the Bible every day. And for you, you're going to want to schedule when you take your lunch, when you take your breaks, when you go for a walk. And also, I suggest scheduling your family time. Hey, I want to have a better work-life balance. Well, are you scheduling more things on your calendar about work or more things on your calendar about family? You got to get honest with yourself. Hey, I could do a better job at scheduling in my family time. Hey, from 6 o'clock to whenever we go to bed, that is family time. And I will tell clients, hey, I'm spending quality time with my family because this matters to me, right? So you need to be able to set your own boundaries with your calendar and with your schedule, just not only for your personal, but also for your professional calendar, right? All in one. I know some of you might be like me, you want to color coordinate it so you know what's work, what's personal. You don't have to take it that far. So really get your calendar out on your phone. You just go and create a new event, create your, let's say your lunchtime. It's from 12 to 1, Monday through Friday. It repeats and hit, you know, submit. And now that's going to be on your calendar every day. And what I want to finish this podcast episode with is you are not going to do your time block perfectly every day. But the main thing is you've given yourself boundaries that you're trying to closely follow. Because if we don't have any boundaries, we're just running wild and we're running with our heads cut off trying to make things happen. But this is going to help you. And I don't want you to take this too far. Be like, oh my gosh, you live everything down to the second. Where's the spontaneity in your life? There is. But what it allows me to do is really focus and tailor, hey, in this hour, I need to be doing this. Right? I should be here right now. And over time, your body, I don't necessarily even need to look at my time block as much because my body knows, hey, it's 12 o'clock. My stomach's growling. This is when I eat lunch every single day. It's time to eat lunch. Put the phone down. Let's go and eat lunch, right? So ultimately, I hope this was able to help you understand a little bit more about what time blocking is, how to apply it. And I pray that after you listen to this, you're able to just spend, I'm not even kidding you, 10 minutes. Just take 10 minutes wherever you're at. Sit in your car, sit at your desk, and just go, you know what? I'm going to do this. I'm going to literally sit down. I'm going to write when I'm waking up, what time I'm working out, when I'm eating, when I'm taking lunch, what I should be doing for my day, what time I should be going to bed as well. Because if, hey, you want to be getting 8 hours of sleep, you know, you need to be going to bed by 9 o'clock, right? And this is going to help you every single day because now you're going to bed at a good time. So you're waking up at 6, refreshed, not hitting the snooze, not throwing off your time block. Everything bleeds into each other. And if I know tomorrow, hey, I got to go to the gym first thing when I wake up, what am I going to do the night before? I'm going to get my gym shoes, my gym socks, my gym bag fully ready the night before. So when I wake up, I have no excuse. My bag's there. And if I snooze and I don't wake up in time, I'm going to come home later from work and I'm going to go in my room and I'm going to see my gym bag there. And it's going to be a reminder, hey, I didn't do what I was supposed to do today. And that doesn't feel right. So this is where time blocking is going to kind of give you a little enhanced accountability partner throughout your day. I hope this helped you. If you got any value from this, please leave a comment on one of my posts or on the podcast. Leave me a review. I would greatly appreciate it. I'm praying God richly blesses you and you have an amazing rest of your day. Thanks so much for listening. God bless you.